And all of this is because of what happened on the field at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday in the Red River Rivalry. Oklahoma rolled it up on Texas again. George and I were both there. I made my annual pilgrimage along with Corby and our buddies that we go to the game with every year. Had a great time. George, you went for the first time in a long, long time because you usually have a North Texas football conflict, but you didn't this week, so you went with some of your buddies from North Texas. And before you went down there, you told us you were thinking about riding Dart. And
yes.
I told you, don't do this because you have a secret golden parking ticket that
right.
basically lets you park next to the Cotton Bowl. Why would you take Dart? And you said, all right, maybe I'll drive. So tell us what happened.
Well, we'd elected to take Dart because we were all kind of little kid-like excited about taking the train. To me, it's kind of cool that you can hop on the light rail in Denton and ride it all the way to Fair Park. You have to make a switch in Carrollton, jump on another train. But it's still pretty cool to me that you can do that. And I've never been on the light rail before, so I said, let's try this out. And I know they've had some problems in the past, but I also read that they were taking measures to make sure that this worked efficiently on what has to be DART's busiest day.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be
yep.
their biggest logistical nightmare to get all these people down there and then back to wherever they're going. So we jump on the train early in the morning in Denton. The train stopped there just off of Industrial. And we start about our way around 7:30 in the morning. That should get us down there around 8:30. Leaves us plenty of time to walk around, maybe have breakfast down at the State Fair. And you make one stop in South Denton, and then from South Denton all the way until, I believe, Louisville, you're just going. I'm guessing that thing goes 50, 55 miles an hour. It's
okay.
moving.
All right.
And it's a pretty cool ride because you're going from Denton to Louisville, crossing over the lake, and you're
Where
not
does
on,
that cross the lake? Right on 35?
Yeah, right, it's okay. Right parallel with 35 there, just to the east, I guess, of the highway.
Okay.
And you cross the lake, and it's just, it was cool. You know, wow, this is pretty darn neat. And if I lived in Denton, in the city of Denton, and I worked in, say, Carrollton or something, I don't think there's any question I'd take that mama bear every morning.
All right.
Because that was a really efficient trip down to the Carrollton area. But it's at that point where you got to make the switch. I think it's over to the green line that goes on down to Fair Park. So as we got off the train, pretty crowded, you know, a lot of Texas fans, a lot of Oklahoma fans, pretty split, just like the Cotton Bowl is. And again, this is a story of what it's like to ride on Dart, but this turns into a story of human behavior and how we react to tense situations as humans. And to me, it was really eye-opening. So far, no problem. And as we exit the train there and we were going to make the switch, Dart, to their credit, had, I don't know, a dozen people out there explaining to you what your options were.
Okay.
And they said, okay, you can jump on a bus. It's going to be about a 35-minute trip to downtown. Or you can wait for this other line that's going to go to Fair Park. That's probably going to take you about 55 minutes because it's still another 10 minutes or so from arriving. And then it makes several stops on the way down. So this is their way to try to alleviate the crowding problem that they had last year. That's when they had the almost like an evacuation type problem with too many people on trains and buses, and they had just a mess.
Yep.
So to their credit, they were giving you options there and trying to keep it moving. So we said, well, you know what? The train was cool, but maybe we'll ride the train on the way back. Let's go ahead and just take a bus. We'll get down there 25 minutes earlier. Well, this is where the problem started.
So now you're back on the road where you
right.
could have been in the first place
right.
with your own car and great parking pass.
But not driving, though. But not driving, so I don't have to worry about parking. They're just going to drop us off right at the Cotton Bowl, they said.
You didn't have to worry about parking if you
yeah,
drove.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so we're on the bus. I'm thinking, okay, how bad can this be?
Pretty bad.
Well, the first character you're going to meet here is bus driver Bob. That's the name that we'll assign the bus driver. I don't know his name.
Hello?
But he got off to a rough start because as we left that Trinity Mills, Carrollton area, it's pretty confusing with loops and service roads. And if you don't turn just right, you can put yourself into a loop. Bus driver Bob did that. We went from the east side of 35 to the west side of 35, somehow looped around back to the east side and went right back by the bus stop where we started. And that was about 10 minutes, and we haven't gone anywhere. God. We just went right back to where we were. And he even kind of laughed about it and honked, you know, as he was passing his other buses. And then he took the right turn, and sure enough, we get on 35, and we're headed down 35 towards the Cotton Bowl. No traffic. We're zipping along. We're talking about the game, reading the sports page and stuff. Everything's fine. For the most part, as I looked around, people seemed pretty normal, pretty nice people. You know, we're fine. Then all of a sudden, as we get south of Walnut Hill, we hear this weird sound of... The bus stalls in the middle lane of 35. Oh, loses no. power. So we are now... Bus driver Bob is now coasting the bus. He has put it in neutral, and we are coasting. And he's trying to restart the engine to no avail.
Now, how long has it been since you left Denton at this point? You left Denton at 7:30?
Yeah.
Is it 8:30 yet?
No, I think it's just past 8 o'clock or so.
Okay.
Or maybe 40 minutes or so. Well, it was amazing. This is when the bus turned ugly. This moment, and after we had a little bit of a loop around, but again, that delayed us a five minutes. Big deal about the loop around when he took a wrong turn back when we left.
Right.
But now that we've stalled, these people behind me were so insulted that now they were going, something was going to make them later. We were going to miss kickoff. It's 8 o'clock. We're still going to be fine. But it is worrisome because now we are stalled out in the middle lane, drifting in neutral, coasting in neutral. But I lost track of the F-bombs I heard.
Really?
Unbelievable. People cussing at the bus driver like it's his fault. And I looked at this OU couple that was across the way. They're, you know, probably in their 50s or 60s. And they had the same reaction I did, just like, what's wrong with these people back here?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we meet John the Jerk, who drops several F-bombs, and he is disgusted. And he wants everybody to know he is absolutely disgusted, put out. He's got his Longhorn shirt on, sunglasses on, in the bus. Even though it's overcast and you're in a bus, you got to keep the glasses on because you're John the Jerk. You're cooler than everybody there, and you are going to have your trip delayed.
Do you think early warning alcohol had been involved?
Oh, yeah, because John the Jerk... Well, I'll get to that detail in a second.
All right.
So, everyone's obviously concerned because... And this was my fear. We're slowing down. I don't know if the guy has put on his hazards. I was going to ask bus driver Bob... But everyone else was so busy yelling at him, I didn't want to put any more on his plate.
Right.
This guy's trying now to get us to a shoulder somewhere, and I'm thinking, I don't know if he has power steering, because the engine's dead. So everyone's cussing, come on, what is this? This is BS! Just all over bus driver Bob. I felt terrible for the guy. I mean, I wasn't particularly happy about it either, but what are you going to do, right? Mm-hmm. But I was concerned, man, someone's going to plow into us. I hope he has his hazards on, because you know how it is. If someone doesn't have brake lights or hazards, yep. you kind of lose your perspective of where they are. And all right, so now we're getting to the split with 35 and Loop 12. Bus driver Bob decides to go towards Fair Park on 35. The problem is construction there. There's no shoulder.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, we're just going to stop in the right lane? Someone is going to hit us. At that point, I don't know what happened. Some say bus driver Bob was getting on his cell phone to call in a distress signal or a CB or something. Or maybe he just lost a little bit of control because of the power steering had now gone.
Oh, no.
We started to drift into the other lane.
Oh, no.
The lane to our left. And just as someone said, hey, we're drifting, I heard... I mean to tell you, this semi... couldn't have been more than 4 feet from us.
Wow.
Whizzing by us going 70 miles an hour.
Did bus driver Bob drop an S-bomb at that point?
No, but John the Jerk did. So did a new character that you're now meeting named Panicking Penelope.
Okay.
They were playing Guess Who or something.
And Foul-Mouthed Susan. She was behind me. That's when she dropped a couple more F-bombs just to show her one that she was disgusted that this whole thing was happening. Okay, Panicking Penelope, the poor thing, she was starting to have a panic attack. She was so scared, and it turns out, apparently she was in some sort of incident where she was in a car accident and I guess got hit by a semi. So she's really starting to panic. She's crying. And as we're coming to a stop, we finally got past those barriers, you know, that are on 35 there right at the split. And we're able to get over onto the shoulder. But, you know, a big dart bus on the shoulder, you're still kind of hanging your bus butt out in the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still get hit. So now the decision is everyone's cussing, hey, I want off the bus. Hey, I want off. This is BS. I want off the bus. Panicking Penelope is really freaking out. Her husband's asking the bus driver, hey, she's having a panic attack. Can we get her off of this bus? And
he's slapping her in the face. Get a hold of yourself.
No,
come on.
No, he's not doing that. He's trying to be, you know, the supportive husband.
Is panicking Penelope panicking or possibly poo-pooing?
I don't know. But I felt really bad for her because she's like, at this point, she's crying. Almost mm-hmm. uncontrollably. She's really upset. And, hey, we're all scared because it's like, man, in any second, we can just get plowed into here.
You know what she needed? Mike Maddox to appear with the comforting right hand on her shoulder in full uniform.
Well, tough call here for bus driver Bob. Do you let the passengers off the bus? Or do you keep them on the bus so they're not, you know, wandering around and walking into traffic?
You keep them on the bus.
Yes, you can't let them off the bus on an interstate.
Well, that's what bus driver Bob said. I can't let you off the bus.
But they're adults. I mean, they have their own rights to freely move about America, right?
And here comes John the Jerk. Let's out one more F-bomb and then a JC, our Lord and Savior's name, as loud as he could.
Yeah.
His English name.
Let everyone know this is serious now because John the Jerk's going to drop the JC bomb. He gets
Lord
up.
Jesus is a fire.
Gets up with his sunglasses on, starts strolling up to the front of the bus, showing everyone in his cool longhorn shirt that he's got a silver flask.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he's there to watch football that day, but he's also there to party, and he's going to straighten this thing out for everybody.
So, I like this guy.
So here comes John the Jerk cussing up a storm. Hey!
Yeah.
We need off of this bus right now!
He sounds a good point.
He sounds like John the Genius to me.
Don't get me started on John the Jerk.
Right, but sounds the same.
So, bus driver Bob opens up the door. So John the Jerk and his wife, our girlfriend, whatever, get off the bus. The panicking Penelope also exits. And I'm on the bus.
And where do they go?
They just go down in the grass on the slope, this hill. But they want it off the bus.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it was a tough call because the thing is, are you safer if you can keep everyone corralled over there? Are they actually safer there or on the bus?
I think you'd be safer in a giant bus unless you got way far away.
So at that point, we were saying, well, what should we do? I said, well, I think we're safer on that grass over there because if the bus gets hit, at least we have a chance to, you know, jump away and not get hit. So we got off the bus, too. And just as we did, here comes another dart bus. Not going too fast and going by us, I don't know, 20, 30 yards or so. And he pulls over into the shoulder. So we all say, okay, that's our ride. They open up the doors. I thought it was an empty bus.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was already pretty much loaded.
Why'd he pull over?
To give us a ride. We all got on and stood for the most part, except for John the Jerk.
You bet.
He got his seat while women were standing holding on to the railing and everything. But John the Jerk,
equality.
His silver flask, he got his seat.
Why
buddy.
Are you so annoyed by that guy?
He was a jerk. You guys want to join me?
Here we have this awful situation, and he just turned it into. And I thought, well, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe he works for ABC, and he's got to get down for the pregame show. No, he's just some spare with sunglasses and a silver flask that had been inconvenient, so everyone had to know just how inconvenient it was.
Hey, at least you know that John the Jerk had to sit through 36-2 in the first half.
You know, I almost bought an OU hat when I got down to the fair park just because of John the Jerk. But as we're going down now on this this bus that's got to be overloaded, and I mean, there's, I don't know, a million people on it. And we're all hanging on the rails except for John
Sway
the Jerk.
Sway back in the middle.
And John the Jerk's got his seat. You know, he's happy now. As this bus driver, Dan, whoever he is, as he's going through, you don't realize how many curves there are in 35. And as we're making these curves, people are screaming going, wow, we're getting up on two wheels. We got to be getting up on two wheels. And it felt like the bus was like getting up on two wheels, swaying back and forth. I was like, man, could he just slow down a little bit?
So all of a sudden, you're in the movie Speed now.
Yes.
So they slow down the bus.
And I don't know, is that the right call to overload a bus? I mean, if that bus is in some sort of high-speed accident, we're all history who are standing up.
Yeah.
John the Jerk's safe. He's sitting down with his flask. So he's fine, but the rest of us are going to go flying through some sort of window.
The right call is to not take Dart.
But you know what?
That's unfair.
But you know what? Okay, I was not mad at Dart, and I felt bad for the bus driver. And they tried. You know, they put extra people out there. It was an enjoyable ride on the train. The bus thing was a whip. But I was more disgusted with the human behavior I saw that day, and that we can just drop F-bombs in public now, yell at a bus driver who's trying to land a huge bus on a shoulder with no power steering, but we got to take all of our frustration out on him.
Right.
Not just be quiet.
That's America.
You're just now realizing people are sorry jerks.
That's part of the reason Junior's telling you don't ride Dart.
Okay, but
humans are nothing but vicious apes.
It's not all the bus service's fault as to why you should avoid it.
Well, but it's not all the people riding it. 90% of the people on that bus were normal people.
Sure.
Just being quiet and thinking, okay, let's get through this. But it's the 10% that were so vocal. Gosh, I'm glad I didn't have he's not that young anymore. He's 12. But, you know, there were some kids on the bus, and there were some kids on the second bus that we got on. So we just have an F-bomb and JC circus going right now in public?
Yes. Hey, at the game, we were in the OU section. We had a Texas fan sitting the row behind us, and from the get-go, he's dropping MF-bombs. F-bombs everywhere. And Danny, the guy in our group, turned around and said, hey, there's a 5-year-old in front of us. Can you kind of keep it down, cut out the F-bombs? Well, the guy would have none of it. And for the rest of the first half, he wanted to pick a fight with all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Did he have
a silver flask?
No, just because somebody asked him to not drop F-bombs in the presence of a 5-year-old.
Right, free speech.
Haven't you ever heard of that? And so after every touchdown, we would turn around and look at him, and that just pissed him off even more. And he kept drinking and yelling, and it was just, people are jerks.
Now, who had questions as to why I've become a shut-in? Somebody? Did anybody have any questions about that?
So what time did you get to the Fair Park area?
By the time we got up on two wheels and had taken a couple of sharp turns up on rails, I think it was 9:15, maybe?
Wow.
Hour and 45.
That's not worth it.
So in order to avoid an hour-long drive, you took an hour and 45 minutes.
But I got right off, ride.
And after the game, taking the train back was great. Had to make a switch, had a couple stops.
You didn't take the bus, right? You only took the train?
Only took the train. But listen, I want to make myself, let me be clear. I'm not here to complain about Dart. Dart tried on Saturday, and a lot of what they do is right on. I'm here to complain about the jackasses who ride Dart, who complain about one little thing going wrong and act like they've been so insulted that they can't go on with their day. Flipping grow up. You're an adult. You ought to be able to ride a bus and not act like you're in third grade trying to, you know, draw the bus driver off sides, yelling at a bus driver.
Please never take Dart again. Look what it does to your blood pressure. Just please take your own car where you don't have John the Jerk in the back
seat.
I'm a Dart P1.
Again.
I'm with you, Giorgio. They're good people.
They're trying, but we all just think one little thing goes wrong. Oh, Dart! Turn into the Tasmanian Devil because we've been so insulted. I hope John the Jerk got on the pregame show in time and got down to Fair Park, so he started hitting his flask.
All right.
Vomited on himself.
I'm glad everybody survived. It's 8:37 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, George is going to call Dart to complain.